The Christ oil, also known as a sacred secretion, chrism, or anointing oil, is a sacred substance believed to be produced within the claustrum of the brain. This divine fluid follows a path of descent, death, resurrection, and ascension within the human body, mirroring the life of Jesus Christ as a profound metaphor for spiritual rebirth, transformation, and illumination. Just as the Star of Bethlehem heralded Christ's birth, each of us is given a celestial sign every 29.53 days, the exact lunar cycle. When the moon enters your sun sign, the body begins the Christ oil process. This is the moment of divine conception, the appearance of your personal star, calling you to awaken and honor the sacred within. This seed or oil is a drop of divine potential formed in the claustrum, beginning its journey to salvation. In esoteric anatomy, Bethlehem means the solar plexus, house of bread, where the Christ seed is born. This is your spiritual Bethlehem, the place in your body where the sacred oil begins its path toward ascension. It reflects the incarnation, spirit becoming flesh. Genesis 32:30 echoes this moment of divine encounter. I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved. King Herod, who sought to destroy the infant Christ, symbolizes our lower nature and material temptations, those impulses that try to destroy the Christ seed before it can rise. These include sexual indulgence and ejaculation, acidic foods, alcohol, and poor diet, and emotional stress, negative thought patterns, and a lack of spiritual discipline. If we fall into these patterns during the crucial 3.5-day window, the seed is metaphorically killed, just as Herod attempted to destroy Christ before his mission began. Mirroring Christ's early journey into Egypt, the sacred secretion flows downward through the spinal cord, symbolized as the River Jordan, into the sacrum, the sacred bone. This is the tomb-like region near the Dead Sea, the lowest point in the body's holy land. This descent reflects the divine entering the world of matter, humility before exaltation. The sacred oil rests for 2.5 to 3 days in the sacrum. The tomb, a symbolic death. If preserved, it is transmuted rather than lost, initiating resurrection. This is the critical point of inner stillness and the alchemical death of the lower self necessary for spiritual rebirth. John 3:3. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. This rebirth begins here, in the tomb of the sacrum, as the Christ oil prepares to rise again. On the third day, just like Christ, the oil is resurrected. But this resurrection is energetic and internal. The oil rises up the 33 vertebrae of the spine, symbolizing Christ's age at crucifixion, transforming into a vapor-like form through the process of Kundalini energy. This is Jacob's ladder, the path from earth to heaven, from the base of the spine to the brain. As the oil ascends, it reaches the vagus nerve, which crosses the spinal cord at the base of the skull. Symbolic Golgotha, or the place of the skull. Here the ego is crucified, the old self is released, and spiritual surrender occurs. This mirrors the crucifixion of Christ at age 33. The oil, now divine, has overcome the flesh and prepares to enter the highest realms of mind. This is the gateway to heaven. The refined oil now enters the pineal gland, symbolic honey, and pituitary gland, milk, the biblical promised land. These glands correspond to the land flowing with milk and honey described in Numbers 14:8, and they are located in the upper room of the brain where Jesus met with his 12 disciples, symbolizing the 12 cranial nerves. Matthew 6:22. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. The single eye is the activated pineal gland, the seat of spiritual vision. This stage brings divine wisdom, illumination, bliss, and an expanded consciousness. This entire process culminates in the second coming of Christ, not necessarily as an external event, but as an internal resurrection. Colossians 1:27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Through discipline, love, and alignment with nature's rhythms, the sacred secretion leads to the awakening of the inner Christ, the divine nature latent within all human beings. Each month, this process invites us to consciously participate in our own spiritual resurrection. Do you not know that Jesus Christ is within you? 2 Corinthians 13:5. The kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17:21. You are the temple. The story of Jesus is not just a historical narrative. It is a sacred biochemical path, repeating itself inside of you with every lunar cycle. By honoring the Christ seed, preserving your vitality, and lifting your consciousness, you activate the God design within. This is your monthly invitation to walk the path of the Anointed One, to be born again, to die to the lower self, to ascend to the higher, to become light.